Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Morning, everyone. We're here for public forum. Public forum is an opportunity for the public to get up and speak about anything they'd like to discuss.
Look at the principles. Is it violating the principle of our founding? Do we want our country to start to look more like China, where there's cameras everywhere and, you know, you'll start social score? You know, are we turning into a dystopian society? But are the camera things there to extort money? Is that the main reason? Is that why they're trying to do this? Is the force behind it, is the main reason to get money? Is that the main reason, or is it really there to protect the people?
This is not about money. You give me a price tag on a child. How much is a child's life worth? Give it to me. Is it worth a $100 fine? Is it worth a $200 fine? What's a child's life worth? That's what this is about. It's saving a child's life because people do not pay attention to the law.
So you had a conversation yesterday in Santa Rosa County Commission meeting. This is not an ordinance passed. I think I might have said that they passed it. This is to schedule the hearing. So this is all just getting worked up time for what will come later, which is to actually have the vote on allowing the speed cameras in the school zones, as we've been talking about now, first in Milton, now in the county. The school board and the sheriff's office have asked for this. I think the guy's name was Len Cross, was the one there who was saying that's a dystopian, you know, Orwellian. It's all about the money. It's the cameras everywhere and all that. Bobby Burkett's the one who said, how much is a kid's life worth? I share the concerns in general about a surveillance state. I share the concerns about cameras everywhere. I share the, you know, concerns about all of these things that facilitate authoritarianism. You know, the good tools in the hands of good people wind up doing good, but good tools in the hands of good people are a form of power. And if that power still exists when bad people come into control of them, then they can be used for bad things. The history of this country is the distrust of power accumulated in anybody's hands. I mean, think about going back to your basic civics lesson, right? Separation of powers, checks and balances. Small, slow, inefficient government is the model in America. Fast, efficient governments do bad things historically. You know, kill millions of people historically. So you don't want that. You want a slow, inefficient, you know, frustrating, limited, small government that allows you the maximum amount of freedom in your life. And the people who believe in that, which is presumably all of us, although elections in New York and Seattle might say otherwise, and Vermont, Bernie Sanders, evidence to the contrary, that's what we're supposed to believe in. And so generally speaking, when you pair that with a future, all the pictures of a future totalitarian state that exists either through technology or AI or through just invasive government, and the tools of technology often facilitate that kind of stuff. Look at China. I get where people are coming from. I do. I'm them. But not on this. This, to me, is a very limited, very reasonable, very appropriate response to something that endangers the life of the most vulnerable citizens, our kids. And slowing down in a school zone, to me, is a no-brainer. It is annoying and inconvenient for the driver, but oh, by the way, you might be saving a kid's life, so worth it.
I've heard the term dystopian society, Big Brother, 1984, and things like that mentioned regarding school zone cameras, and here are the facts. The very same people that make that argument probably have a Ring doorbell camera on their front door, and they're filming people drive up and down the street. No matter where you go, if you're outside of your home, you're now on camera these days.
Yeah, and the fact that it is everywhere doesn't mean that it should be in more places. I concede that. But to me, the threat to your liberty from the Ring doorbell cameras is, or just the home surveillance systems, is much more pressing than the threat from speed cameras in school zones. the threat from the license plate readers that the police and the sheriffs use. I'm very conflicted about that. I love all my law enforcement partners, and I know they are using these things for good, but I don't know, man. The idea of the state being able to tell where your car is moving terrifies me. Generally, you know, so I'm very, very conflicted about that. This does not conflict me at all. People going 40 through a 20-mile-an-hour speed zone, give them a ticket. Discourage them. Do something. And by the way, Robert Leake in the city of Milton, I disagree with him opposing this, but I agree with his request that we find ways to actually thwart the speed, not just punish it after the fact and discourage it and deter it for the future. But yeah, this is really not a big deal. This is no... I'm a pretty hefty libertarian at heart. This doesn't offend my libertarian sense at all.
The very same people that argue against the cameras would be upset if the sheriff's department had 5 unmarked vehicles hiding in the woods waiting for people to come speeding through the school zone, and then they went and chased them down and wrote them tickets because they say, oh, you're sitting there sniping me, you're hiding, you're not being in plain sight. So the fact is, it's simply a manpower issue. There's no way that the sheriff's office or any law enforcement agency can do enough to deter and capture people that are speeding through school zones.
Yeah, they're not going to take off at the moment and catch, and they can't, and it is kind of funny that, you know, sometimes people who would object to this would say, well, you should use regular cops and pull people over. And then if they use regular cops and pull people over, well, why are you, why do you have such a police state where people are pulling me? Like, well, you know, just tell the truth. You just don't want to have enforcement, which, you know, at least if that's your position, that's your position. But when we're talking about kids, I mean, we look at it differently. I would not support having, you know, radar zones across the board on streets, but I will support it when it's kids. Do I think that we ought to go to a universal 20-mile-an-hour speed limit to save everybody's life and pedestrians and bicyclists? No. But I am willing to accept that limitation in a school zone because that makes sense to me. And so that's all this is. So 437-1620, as always, feel free to disagree with me, but this passed unanimously yesterday. Although, again, I think it was just the scheduling of the actual hearing that wasn't the actual decision yesterday. Unless I'm mistaken about that, but I don't think I am. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. They've joined Russell Landscape Group, combining trusted local service with regional strength to deliver exceptional landscape construction and maintenance across the Gulf Coast. Give them a call at 770-446-3552. Let's see here. We've got an accident just popped up on North Green Street and Mobile Highway. We'll get you more information on that, but just be aware that that one's there. And let's see here, I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29. Starting to see about a 5 to 7 minute delay through that construction zone. Other than that, we're good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty can help you with that. They're fantastic at it. They sold 165 homes last year, 175 homes the year before that. So they click along at 3 to 4 a week, every week, week after week. That's a lot of experience. That's a lot of knowledge. That's a lot of right up to the moment familiarity with how to get this done and what the market is doing right now. That's great if you're trying to sell a home. That's great if you're trying to buy a home, even from a builder. You know, you might think, why do I need a real estate agent in order to buy from a builder? Because they know what they can ask for. They know what they can negotiate with. They can haggle on your behalf. And when you take possession at the back end, she will come with the blue tape, and she calls herself the blue tape queen. We will fix everything that needs to be fixed so that you get the new home that you deserve. Because, you know, a lot of times when you buy a new home, you don't know what you can ask for. That's why you have somebody who's an expert, because they can manage and protect all of your rights, whether to the money or to what you're entitled to in terms of a new home. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Don't forget who the real enemy is. He is described in 1 Peter 5:8, where the Bible says, "Your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour." The devil is the diabolical one. He is as a roaring lion who is prowling around the neighborhood seeking whom he may devour spiritually. Inside a home, a brother and sister or a husband and a wife may be arguing, maybe slamming doors and yelling, but the moment that they recognize that there's a prowler outside the house, the petty differences and the argument disappear, and the family unites as one to protect their home. So it is God's call on his children to be sober and vigilant and resist the real enemy, the devil, and he will flee from you.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
This holiday season, whether you're shopping for clients, coworkers, or loved ones, Prim and Proper in Gulf Breeze makes gift-giving easy and memorable. From custom apparel and drinkware to unique holiday gifts and decor, you'll find the perfect way to show your appreciation and spread cheer. Make your gifts stand out with personal touches and professional quality, all from your local experts at Prim and Proper. Visit them at 336 Gulf Breeze Parkway or primandproper.com.
Curbside recycling in the city of Pensacola is important to preserving the environment and keeping the city clean. But people have questions. What can be recycled? When do the trucks come? How much does it cost? Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9 to hear Daryl Singleton and John Scanlon with the City of Pensacola Sanitation discuss the City of Pensacola recycling program. Everything you need to know to recycle and help keep Pensacola beautiful.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WER-TV, and the News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Takes a lot more than just fancy flying.
Things about doing this job that it's made me so cautious that I might get something wrong, that things I would, you know, hey, Leafs are green. Well, are they? Let me go do some checking. You know,
are you sure?
I don't know. Some people just don't have that sort of, self-corrective mechanism. They'll say whatever, and then if they're wrong, it doesn't bother them. It really bothers me to get things wrong. And so even on something like this, like I was sure that it was just to schedule a public hearing. It wasn't the actual passage of the ordinance. But as soon as I said it, I'm like, and I looked at the agenda, I'm like, I think, you know, but I've double checked with some folks, and yes, just to schedule it for the public hearing. So the ordinance itself has not yet passed in Santa Rosa County. Whew, got that right. John Pickens has got traffic on the five.
Wait, not yet. Okay. No, let's go David. Let's try David first.
Fine. David Wayne has got our headlines in the newsroom, David.
You're supposed to get.
Or he will in a moment. Not Charles Baer on some remote audio from the meeting last night. How many voices do I have locked up in this brain right now?
You do. You do.
Like the other day, you were playing a clip from for the Veterans Memorial Park, and you said it was Butch Hanson. I'm like, that's not Butch's voice. That sounds like Paul Entrecken to me. That's crazy. I would have never thought, as even 20 years ago, that I would have all these people's voices memorized for who they are. But it's crazy. Anyway, go ahead, Dave. What do you got, sir?
Well, we can definitely agree there's a lot of voices in Andrew McKay's.
Yes.
Tons.
Nice. Well done. Yes.
The BBC says it will apologize to Donald Trump for the editing in a documentary about him, but they say they will not be paying for compensation. President Trump's lawyer has threatened to file a $1 billion lawsuit against the BBC.
You don't have to.
Oh, goodness. All right.
This is a big deal. The BBC did it wrong. They misedited something to make it look like he was advocating violence when he wasn't, when he specifically in the between the two parts said peaceful protest. And they have now said, we're sorry, but we're not going to pay. We're sorry, but it wasn't defamatory. You know, we lied and gave people the impression that you advocated for violence, but, you know, we're not going to pay you. Yeah, so it's going to be interesting to see if there's anything coming from this now.
Absolutely. Thousands of striking Boeing employees in Missouri are headed back to work now. Members of the Machinists and Aerospace Workers Union voting yesterday to approve the latest contract offer from Boeing. That strike lasted 102 days. And Verizon says they're going to be cutting about 15,000 jobs. Report out in the Wall Street Journal yesterday says the job cuts are the largest ever for the telecommunications company. They're set to happen next week.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. Let's see. Somebody says, if it's not about money, then put an officer there with flashing lights and have them run radar and give tickets. That's literally what this will be. There's already officers there with flashing lights. You do not have enough manpower to be sent. It would have to put 10 cops at every school to issue the tickets. This is the equivalent of 10 cops at every school. Except that a cop is going to look at it as issues a citation on the back end before you get it, and that's it. That's exactly what it is. Somebody says, how many kids have been injured in school zones by speeders? Well, how many does it take? I mean, you know, that's the response question. How many do you want injured? See, if all the school bus drivers and if all the SROs and if the teachers and the just ordinary experience, I know I've seen it many times, tell you that this is a risky behavior, because the alternative, I mean, what we could do is say, well, it's fine. No school zones. I mean, we could do that. Or we could just say, well, right now people are speeding in school zones, and that's fine. It's also kind of funny, just as an observation. I'm always cautious about the people who say this that also say that, because you never know if it's an individual who would do that. But aren't you all the big law and order, like get these illegal immigrants out of the country because they're breaking the law, people? Isn't that mostly, you know, the libertarian folks who want to always obey the law? And just a thought that maybe there's a philosophical, I don't know, cognitive discrepancy involved in all of this. Did I go too far, John?
I'm going to let you go.
All these conservatives, my people, mm-hmm. okay, who are offended that the cops are going to be, that they're going to be using a technology to enforce the law, are also the same people who always say, well, you got to, you know, the law is the law and you got to obey the law. And, you know, well, I mean, if you don't want to get deported from the country, then don't come in illegally. Well, if you don't want to get a speeding ticket in the school zone, then don't speed in the school zone. I mean, you know, sorry, I didn't mean to like hit you over the head with that one, but you know.
Now I have a headache.
John Pickens has got traffic on the fives, John.
Brought to you by ECUA, Bulkway Services now call for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. You can learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Still dealing with the accident that happened North Green Street and Mobile Highway. I'm not seeing any delays, but I want you to be aware of it. I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29. Starting to see about a 7 to 9 minute delay, and Highway 29 southbound, just south of 9 Mile Road, experiencing about a 3 to 5 minute delay in that area. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Someone texts in, why are so many people against catching speeders in school zones? Yeah, I mean, fair question. Hey, if you are thinking about that next vehicle to drive safely in, Frontier Motors has got a great selection of good quality used cars. Cars that are 1, 2, 3, maybe 4 years young, low miles, great condition. You know, like the car we bought at Frontier. We bought this Honda Odyssey several years ago, and it was a, you know, 1 year, had been out of lease, came back to the dealership in Orlando. They put it up for a pre-owned certified, didn't sell 90 days. They have a policy. It goes to auction. Frontier went to the auction in Orlando, bought the car. We got a smoking deal on a one-year-old car that it was in great shape. Unbelievable. And, you know, it's a pre-owned certified, so it comes with all the, you know, stuff. We didn't buy it directly from the dealer. So that's the kind of car that they sell. Now, if you've got a car that you love, fine, stick with it. If you've got a car that you don't love, go to Frontier, look around, see what you got. They can help you. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. Is it not traffic time? Isn't that break time? It's not nothing. It's just we keep talking.
Yeah.
Andrew, what is wrong with me today? I don't even know.
Maybe I should point back at you. Maybe that'll be our signal.
I'm so off kilter today. It's so weird. All right. 437-1620. Do I want to talk about this? Oh, this is actually a really interesting story. I think I do want to talk about this. Have you seen the alienation of spousal affection lawsuit against the TikTok influencer for $1.75 million?
Huh? What?
Okay. So here's the deal. You got this TikToker, okay, and she's got a manager, and the manager is married. And I guess the TikToker is married, too, but that doesn't so much matter, I guess. But anyway, so this TikToker, she knows that her manager is married, but, you know, she seduces him, whatever, okay? Or they wind up in an affair. And then the guy leaves his wife. They had a good marriage otherwise. Okay, that's part of what you have to prove. And so the wife sued the TikTok girl for alienation of spousal affection, which is only a crime in 6 states. But it is a crime in 6 states, or a tort, either way. It's illegal in 6 states. And so she sued her, and she got $1.75 million. Now, in order to qualify or to be eligible as an alienation of spousal affection, you know, you have to be married, you have to know they're married, they have to have a decent marriage, like you kind of have to show, and they have to have, you know, would have stayed married otherwise. That's kind of the general idea. But what you've done is you've murdered a marriage. I mean, that's what the law is about. If you think of harming a person as a kind of harm, well, harming a marriage is also a kind of harm. And the principle of this law is that, you know, Jezebels, you know, or in this case, TikTok influencers, who ruin a marriage, and not inadvertently, but they know it, that they are liable for harm because they did a horrid thing. If you believe in marriage, if you believe that marriage, once done, is a unique metaphysical transformation where two become one flesh, where, you know, a marriage is a thing, and that's why, like, historically, the conservatives and Christians and a lot of, you know, religions have been against divorce, because you're destroying a thing, a new thing that got brought into the world when you did the vows, when you, you know, actually engaged in the sacrament. I mean, there's more to it than just two people signing a piece of paper and putting rings on, right? And so if you destroy a marriage, if you harm a marriage, you've done an immoral act, and the most immoral acts are turned into crimes, and in 6 days they say it's a crime. So, yeah, they issued her a judgment for $1.75 million, and the attorney for the woman who won the lawsuit?
I want people to be able to think, okay, Ms. Montague won $1.75 million. Is that man worth it? Is that woman worth it? They will think now.
You say, what about the guy? Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, you know, historically, I mean, not to, like, quote the Bible or nothing, but what was the punishment for adultery in the Bible? It was more than just $1.75 million. You know, substantially more. But the point is, you know, significant punishment. I wouldn't mind punishing him, too.
Gianna Gelosi, the government is back open and air traffic controllers are going back to work.
Staffing levels at air traffic control facilities quickly bounced back and almost immediately returned to normal yesterday. That's what the FAA is going to continue monitoring before it allows the airlines to return to their regular flight operations.
That's Fox Business's Grady Trimble at Reagan National Airport outside of Washington, D.C. There are more than 600 cancellations so far in the U.S. today. The Trump administration is working to bring down the costs of living through new trade agreements.
Yesterday, the White House announced the removal of tariffs on certain imports out of El Salvador, Argentina, Ecuador, and Guatemala as part of framework agreements aimed to lower the prices of goods, including bananas, coffee, and cocoa. The expectation is that retailers will pass on the cost savings to consumers.
That's Fox's Alexandria Hoff, America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. 58 degrees right now. We've got sunshine, a beautiful Friday morning here in Pensacola, and NAS Pensacola reopening to the public today. The West Gate will open here in about an hour and a half at 9 a.m. The Blue Angels practicing this afternoon at 1 p.m. And flight line gates opening at 11 a.m. for folks who want to go out and watch the last practice of the year for the Blue Angels. After this one, they will be done for the season. The Naval Aviation Museum also opening today. Now, to get on board the NAS, you will need a real ID or a passport. And you'll have to go through that security checkpoint. They've got a clear bag policy. Of course, as they've said numerous times, no weapons can be in your vehicle if you're headed on board the NAS. Backpacks and large purses also are not permitted. Now, parking is free, but the NAS says that it is limited. And once the parking limit is reached, base access will be limited as well. Pensacola's downtown getting a makeover. The city council approving reimagined Palafox. The project yesterday in a 5-2 vote, the $10.7 million project will be funded, of course, mostly by funds in the city's CRA, but also $3 million coming from Florida Power and Light. So there will be some big changes on Palafox here in the next year. The project includes installation of brick pavers, wider sidewalks, crosswalk work, ADA and stormwater improvements. That construction will start in January, and it is expected to be completed by next summer. Now, car thieves are using high-tech tactics to try and steal newer vehicles with push-button start systems. PPD says that they've been tracking theft trends, and key fob cloning is becoming more and more common.
If you have that fob in your pocket, all you have to do is walk up to your car. It recognizes that signal coming from your key fob, and it opens the door. It lets you start the car and drive off. Well, what these people are doing in relay attacks is they will see that newer car in the driveway. They will take a device and stand on the sidewalk or stand in your driveway and intercept that signal that key fob is constantly emitting while it's sitting there.
And that gives them access to your vehicle. And PPD's Mike Wood there, he says many people make it too easy for the thieves by keeping their keys right by the front door where they could just walk up and clone the key fob while it's transmitting. His advice, store it in a Faraday pouch, which blocks the signal. Now, if you don't have a Faraday pouch, an old metal cookie tin could work just as well. Now, more than 230 criminal migrants, illegal migrants have been arrested in Florida, including over 150 convicted sex offenders. Federal immigration authorities held a press conference yesterday. They say they conducted an enforcement surge operation across the state with help from state and local police. They say they were targeting child predators, rapists, and violent criminals.
These heinous criminals have gone and attacked children at their most vulnerable state, and law enforcement has stepped up to the plate to remove them from the communities. Over the last 10 days, we have removed 54 sexual predators, 164 offenders of sexual crimes, two convicted murderers, one convicted of drug trafficking, and eight other heinous felonies.
That's Madison Shahan, ICE's deputy director, and they're calling it part of a new immigration enforcement strategy. And the Santa Rosa Medical Center earning an A safety grade from the Leapfrog Group. They're a national nonprofit watchdog. They evaluate hospitals on patient safety. And it's the only hospital in Escambia or Santa Rosa counties that was able to receive one of those A ratings. 735 at News Radio 92.3, John Pickens has a look at our traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. Looks like I-10 eastbound through that construction zone between Pine Forest and Highway 29. Seeing about a 5 to 7 minute delay. Also, Highway 29 southbound south of 9 Mile Road is seeing our normal 7 to 9 minute delay. And Highway 90 southbound as you try and coming into Pensacola, about a 5 to 7 minute delay in that area. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
Plenty of sunshine today with temperatures starting out in the 50s. We'll get into the mid 70s for your afternoon high today. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping back near 54 degrees. For Saturday, nice sunny skies, high near 75. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 59. Keeping the sunshine around for Sunday with a high near 75 degrees. And Sunday night, temperatures dropping near 62. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. Right now we've got sunshine, beautiful Friday morning. It's 60 degrees in Pensacola. Our next news at 7:30 and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. A new survey shows food insecurity on the rise across the U.S. this year. Data from Purdue's Center for Food Demand Analysis show that roughly 14% of households reported food insecurity between January and October, up from 12.5% in 2024. This as food prices remain well above pre-pandemic levels. Rough sledding of late for cryptocurrencies. Bitcoin closed below the $100,000 mark on Thursday after hitting lows not seen since May. It's down 22% since its October 6th high, while Ether is down a whopping 35% since late August. Detroit rapper Eminem has a new part-time gig. He and his longtime manager, Paul Rosenberg, will oversee the Detroit Lions Thanksgiving game halftime shows through 2027. They'll serve as executive producers and provide guidance on talent selections. After a big sell-off Thursday, the Dow Industrials tumbling nearly 800 points. Wall Street futures lower today. That's Your Money Now.
Hi, it's Bess Marks with Lazy Boy Home Furnishings and Decor. I want to read a little letter that I got from a wonderful friend, and she said, oh my gosh, wow, Bess, you and the Lazy Boy design team, you nailed it. We love it. We just can't believe it's ours. And that's what we call a standing ovation for our design team. Lazy Boy Home Furnishings and Decor, Mobile, Pensacola, and Spanish Fort. Just like a picture out of a magazine.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Hey, hey, Pensacola pet parents.
Got questions about your fur babies?
Well, I'm Dr. Mark Sprayberry, owner of Olive Branch Pet Hospital and Play and Stay Boarding and Daycare here in Pensacola. I'd like to invite you to tune in to my new show, Sit, Stay, and Listen, where I'll be answering all your pet questions live on air.
Sit, Stay, and Listen, Wednesday at 9:30 on Pep Talk.
See all you cool people then.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Exciting news. The News Radio Pensacola app has just been updated with a fresh new look. Now it's easier than ever to stay connected with our community. Check the weather. Get instant access to local news stories.
The city appears to be ready to...
Engaging podcasts. And various streaming options. All at your fingertips. Whether you're at home, on the go, or anywhere in between, our app keeps you informed and engaged. Download the updated News Radio Pensacola app today. From News Radio 92.3. Informative. Local. Dependable.
Got a girl from the south side. Morning, everyone. We're here for public forum. Public forum is an opportunity for the public to get up and speak about anything they'd like to discuss.
Wait, didn't you do this already?
Well, yeah, I'm having
There's
deja
more.
Vu.
There's what? More. It was a fun meeting yesterday.
Commissioner Eddington, you and I have been on here 3 years now. We've seen some of the normal progressions of what we've normally done in the past, and we've seen them change up over time because we had, let me just do this delicately, even though I've never been delicate with this individual in the past, but I don't like talking about people that aren't in the room. But we've had maybe a member on this board that nobody ever wanted to see being the chairmanship. So we kind of took ourselves out of the regular cycle. So what we used to do is we went down the line, District 1, District 2, District 3, District 4, District 5, and we just kept a regular rotation.
He's talking about who's going to be the chairman. This is Kerry Smith, the just previous chairman of Santa Rosa County Commission in their reorganization portion of the meeting yesterday. And well, it's James Calkins is what he's talking about. He wanted to be, I guess, deferential and not say it. I'm not quite sure why. But nobody in their right mind wanted James Calkins to be the county commission chairman. And so they prevented him from becoming the county commission. Although there was a theory that, I don't know, let him be and see what happens. You know? Because, God, he's running for, what, in Okaloosa County? Walton County? I forget now where he's running. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing. But nobody wanted him to be the chairman. That's why they screwed up the system. And by the way, everybody does this a little bit differently. Let's see. The Pensacola City Council votes on a president, and it's purely by vote. There's no official rotation. The Escambia County Commission, it's sort of supposed to be according to a pattern, but there have been hijinks in the past. Interestingly, hijinks in order to put somebody who's up for re-election in the chair in order to give them the power to do things in a re-election year, whereas in Santa Rosa County, they're trying to keep the elected people or the people incumbents from the chair so that they can't abuse the power, which is kind of an interesting different take. But, you know, in Milton, they don't even have this issue because they have an elected mayor who is, it's a different form of government. So everybody does this a little bit differently. But in Santa Rosa County, the way it's supposed to go is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And the next one will be the vice chair, and then they rotate in. So you get training as a vice chair, and then you become the chair. But everything got screwed up with James Calkins, as if that's the only thing. And they got all out of whack. And so the question was what to do now, since Ray Eddington, District 4, but Rhett Rowell is District 3. And if Kerry is District 2, then it should be 3, but he hasn't been the vice chair.
Our last time we were up here, we had District 1 was the county commission. I mean, was the chairman of the board. Now I'm District 2. I became chairman of the board. And I think it's, and this is to get it back into rotation, I think it would be appropriate if we went to District 3 being the next chairman and then District 4 being the next to be vice chair.
Yeah, do it in order. Makes sense. Colton Wright, District 5.
I like the idea of people knowing what to expect and not showing favoritism or any looks of, you know, someone picked so-and-so because they like them or they agree with them more. I'm certainly comfortable with going back to a regular rotation. So, you know, if we chose to do that, you would have District 3 for the upcoming fiscal year, District 4 be vice chair. The following year, you have District 4 be chair, District 5 be vice chair, and then you go 5-1, 1-2, and so on. I certainly would support the proposal.
So that's two on board with giving it to Rhett Rowell to be the chair, but there's a problem because Rhett Rowell doesn't want it.
Well, as the District 3 commissioner, I'm okay with a rotation or a rotation, but I've not even been vice chair. I greatly appreciate the confidence, but I would like to, is there a way we could work out a rotation where we get back on the vice chair rotation? You know what I mean?
What he's saying is I would like to be the vice chair. I've never been the vice chair, and I don't want to get thrown into being the chairman all of a sudden when I haven't had the sort of the warm-up round of being the vice chair first. This is only his first year on the board. Next year would be his second year, and he doesn't want to be the chairman in just his second year.
The only thing, I'm greatly humbled by the confidence, but I do think it is important to be a vice chair before you're a chair. If and when we get back on the system, I understand, if anybody understands reading between the lines, Commissioner Smith, of what you're trying to say about
James Calkins
previous, I understand. So I understand why things happened the way they did last time. And I've been pleased. That's my hang up with it. I sure would like to be vice chair before I'm chairman, is all I'm saying.
Yeah, so, they understand how things in the past were done to avoid Calkins being the chair.
We don't need to be bringing llama drama.
Couldn't help myself. But he thinks, I need a warm-up period. And Kerry Smith's like, well, I don't know. I didn't get one.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, but I also don't get what you're saying because I wasn't vice chair. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I understand why that rotation happened the way it would. I would respectfully decline and say, be happy in a normal rotation of vice chair first before I take that role.
Well, I'm just saying, I know that every one of us, when we signed up to be in this position, you pretty much, it's like me and my Rotary Club, this small Rotary Club, everybody knows they're going to be president one day. And it is a responsibility we have to deal with, but I get what you're saying, but I don't think it'd be. I just would like to get us into that rotation, but at the same time, we're still open for nominations. So
it is a little weird. I mean, if you're a county commissioner, you've been there for a year. Presumably, you'd like to be able to have some organizational control because that gives you more of an ability to do the things that make sense to you and do what your constituents want you to do. Although I get that Rhett doesn't want to embarrass himself. He doesn't want to feel incompetent in a thing. But, after a meeting or two, you're going to be bad in the beginning. And then after a meeting or two, you'll be fine. And so I get some of the reluctance. He doesn't want to step in without experience. But, the vice chair doesn't really get that much experience anyway. It's more of a formality. So I kind of side with everybody else. Like, Rhett, just do it. Just do it, man. It'll make James Calkins happy.
I think this is a hosing of the voters issue.
John Pickens has got traffic on the five.
You know what? I'm going to volunteer. I'll volunteer for that.
You'll be the board chair?
I will.
Okay. All right.
Just go ahead and put my name down. Good. All right. Brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Still rolling accident free right now. I-10 eastbound, right around the Highway 29 exit through that construction zone, is seeing some minor delays. Also, 98 westbound. As you approach Gulf Breeze, you're going to see maybe a 5 to 7 minute delay in that area. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. So Bobby Burkett says that he likes this path, getting everybody on the 1-2-3-4-5 path. Colton Wright says, look, I don't get it. I don't want to be chair particularly, but that's what are we doing here?
Make sure I understand. You said you like to see the vice chair rotation move on, and at the same time, I think we've heard four of us say we like the idea of going back to a regular rotation. Okay. I think if you look at that, I'm currently vice. I certainly don't have a need to be chairman. But if the board wants me to do that and you wanted to be vice to get us back on a rotation, so you'd have an opportunity to do that and then rotate into District 3, and then you could have 3-4, and then basically you could skip 5 at that point and move on.
I mean, so they could do it that way, but, you know, he's like, I don't really want to particularly do it that way, but, I mean, I don't see what the alternative is. So Raul, again, District 3, says...
So, Commissioner Eddington, you have no desire to serve as far as for, as chairman?
No, sir. I do not want to sit in the chair. I'll take the vice chair because I'm running for re-election.
And see how he doesn't want to be in the chairmanship role during the re-election. And I don't know whether that's because of time commitments for running for re-election or because of a recognition of the power and not wanting to, which, again, is very much contrary to how it's been happening a couple of times in Escambia County. So in the end, they wind up doing it the other way. That winds up being Colton Wright, you know, and they just kind of skip Rhett.
I'll make a motion to nominate Commissioner Wright as chair.
And that's Rhett saying
because
it.
Because I think it's important. I understand the situation that we were in last time with you having to fill it, not be vice, but I just think it's important for the board and as a body to have the vice chair serve before their chairman. I feel strongly about that.
All right. Is anybody willing to make a second on that? I'll make a second. I'll second that motion so we can get a chairman in here. Because, you know, the seat gets hot. I'm ready to get out of it. I'm ready to get the, yeah. So you've made a motion. We got a proper motion for Commissioner Wright. I'll make the second. And we don't have our voting machine, so we're just going to be voting by hand.
Everybody's software doesn't
all
work.
All those in favor of Commissioner Wright being the chair, raise your right hand, or aye. Aye. All right, none opposed. So we've got a unanimous decision.
So now it's five, and then Ray Eddington is the vice chair. So I don't know whether if Ray gets reelected, that's an open question at this point, but if he does get reelected, whether he would want to be the chairman after that. But, you know, we'll see. But I just thought it was weird because usual, and there's a part of me that kind of respects, you know, not wanting to do it wrong. You don't see that a lot in politicians. Oh, I'll do it wrong, sure. You know? And I like Rhett a lot, but I just thought he should have taken the chairmanship. It would have been fine. Also, you get this notion of trying to avoid the chairman of the year that they're in up for re-election. You can't solve that problem because there's, you know, an even number of, you know, groupings, but there's an odd number of members of the commission. So it's going to offset occasionally. There are going to be years where the person who, you know, is half the board is up for re-election every 2 years, and that half doesn't add up to the number of odds and evens. You follow, like, if you do the math of it, it's eventually going to have times where people are up for re-election and they're the chairman. So it's not really a problem you can solve anyway. 751 on News Radio 92.3. I just thought it was a kind of an unusual thing. You don't see much. And like I said, every board, every county commission, every city council, everybody does it just a little bit differently. 437-1620. If you need to do a home improvement project, pick up a tool or solve a problem, Pensacola Hardware is there for you. And, you know, obviously they sell great tools. They stand by them. They want you to have the best stuff at reasonable prices. But also, they're there to give you advice. So if you go and you ask them, hey, how do I do this? They will help. They love that. They're there as your professional expert consultant for any project, big or small. Now, if you build houses, build buildings for a living, man, they're your people. They speak your language. They know how to, you know, order specified products. If you got individual things you got to order, they know the codes. They probably know the inspectors. Like, they can really help you do everything right. But if you're just, you know, somebody like me who just needs to do a project, they're there for you to help. They've been doing this since 1851, 174 years, helping Pensacola build, rebuild, and remodel itself. The oldest business in the state of Florida, one of the 50 oldest in the entire country, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street.
Anderson Subaru has some outstanding fall offers on select 2025 Subarus. Choose 1.9 for 48 or 2.9 for 72 on Foresters. Get 1.9 for 63 on Crosstrek. Or choose 0% for 36 or 0.9 for 72 on Outbacks. Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Join Ashner Navant Health 65 Plus Tuesday on Pep Talk. November is National Alzheimer's Awareness Month, and Dr. Brandon McElroy will be on the show answering your questions with Dawn. Ashner Navant Health 65 Plus is your local primary care clinic for the 65 Plus community with two Pensacola locations, 9 Mile Road and Mobile Highway. Tune in Tuesday at 10 on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
If I'm not back in 5 minutes, just wait longer.
All right, just one more because I'm feeling, I want to.
I really did want to see what would happen if you had a free-for-all.
Oh, my goodness.
You miss him? I don't. Anyway, I actually love what Tom McLaughlin wrote for the PNJ. I just closed the tab, too, but... I'm trying to do it from memory. No, wait, I got it. Okay. It appeared ever so briefly on November 13th that no one would step up to chair the Santa Rosa County Commission in 2026. That's an odd circumstance, you know? Everybody's like, you know, who wants to volunteer? Take a step forward. And everybody takes a step back. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by Knox Pest Control. Their family serving your family since 1929. For information on free pest or termite quote, visit KnoxPest.com. Knox knocks them out. Got one accident on the books right now, North W Street and Neighbor's Place. The roadway is blocked on W Street, so you definitely want to plan around that. I-10, I-110 are back to looking good right now, not seeing any delays there. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. But to be fair, John, you've listened to these meetings a lot as I've talked about them.
Right.
Would you actually want to chair the Santa Rosa County Commission meeting?
I actually would. I actually would. I'm like, I'll step up if nobody else wants to.
I think it's unpleasant.
No.
Anyway, David, I understand like why Kerry wants to not do it anymore and why Colton isn't super eager. Plus, it's a lot of work. I mean, it's a lot of extra work, right? But then again, you know, a lot of extra influence. Hey, if you are thinking about buying or selling a home, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty can help you with that. And, you know, one of the things, I was talking to her recently about this, like, you know, hey, I'm always checking with her. What do you want me to say about you these days? And, you know, she said, honestly, the market has slowed down. It used to be very fast. It's now slower. And so it takes more skill. It takes, you know, you got to know how to do things. And we're taking clients who have already had 2, 3, 4, 5 realtors fail to sell their home. And again, I cannot wrap my brain around how frustrating that must be. But she says, it's okay. We get their home sold. But, you know, that's can sometimes be the difference. And you do not have to wait for her to be your 6th realtor. You can call her first. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, the Trump administration's Department of War has announced a new military operation to protect America's neighborhood by targeting narco-terrorists. Secretary Pete Hegseth says the U.S. Southern Command will lead Operation Southern Spear. Southern Command oversees military operations in the Caribbean and Latin America. Thousands of striking Boeing employees in Missouri are headed back to work. Members of the International Machinists and Aerospace Workers Union voting Thursday to approve Boeing's contract offer. That strike lasted 102 days. Andrew, I know you were on the edge of your seat for the Latin Grammys.
Oh, yeah.
Bad Bunny is the big winner this year. The Puerto Rican pop star won 5 Grammys at last night's ceremony, including Best Album of the Year, Best Urban Song, and Best Urban Performance. And he's up for 6 apparently non-Latin Grammys at the main ceremony in February.
All right. Very good, David. Thanks so much for the update. I don't know if I should tell this story, but I will tell it anyway because I feel like it. I've said many times that e-bikes give me the heebie-jeebies. You know,
But why?
I think they're dangerous, and they're an annoyance. As a bicyclist, I don't like them, and as a driver, I don't like them.
So you're a purist bicycle.
You know, pedal, man. Use your muscles.
Okay, pedal power.
But also, they're fast and dangerous to bikes and quiet, but also to cars. They're fast and slow at the same time and in the way all the time. And I saw I almost I'm glad it didn't happen, but this morning coming into work, I almost saw what I have to describe as the unicorn of all unicorns when it comes to you know, traffic things. I almost saw one e-bike not stop at a stop sign, blow right through the stop sign at 20 miles an hour, turning left, and there was an e-bike coming the other way. It's like 5 o'clock this morning, coming the other way. This is at Oakfield and Burgess. Coming the other way in the turn lane, and they almost ran into each other at 30 miles an hour closure. And they had to swerve, like, to avoid each other because the one guy had the right of way and the other guy blew right through the stop sign. And I thought, well, just, like, physically, the amount of space that both things occupy would seem to make that a pretty rare incident if it had happened. So thank goodness it didn't, but I don't know, man. They're like that. It's wild. Blue Angels fly today at 1. You have a chance to go to the base. If you're not in line already, do you think the base is going to close access? Do you think it's going to fill
so.
Up?
Because I think so. This is the last one, man.
I would think that it would. And they're not geared up for like full-blown homecoming air show, get 100,000 people on the base. It's like a regular practice. So there you go. Good luck.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. Newsradio 92.3. W.